It's Marianne Hobbs, it's Radio 1, and I'm absolutely delighted to be able to tell you that we've got the Beastie Boys in the house. Mike and Adam, it's absolutely magnificent to see you.
Bonsoir.
So, business first. You're performing tonight as the Grand Royal All-Stars.
Well, no, we're not.
Yes, you are.
No, we're not.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, you mean here?
Oh, you mean here at the radio station.
We're going to spin some records.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that. I didn't know that defined performing. You know, I just walked down the street. It's like performing.
But we're actually kind of using this title for a specific reason, because you're launching the label in the UK, which is great news for all of us, because it means we don't have to pay those ridiculous kind of prices for imports of your records.
Yeah, try to give the people a break. Just give the people a sandwich at a good price. That's what I say.
There's also this gig, isn't there, on November the 14th that we should mention at the Garage.
At the Garage. Ben Lee Unplugged live.
Plugged in Unplugged, though.
Yeah,
he plugs
plugged.
His acoustic guitar in. But yeah, Ben's going to play in Buffalo Daughter.
Buffalo Daughter, who are an amazing live band. What was your introduction for them the other night? It was good.
I said, we were in front of the French people. So I said, this next band is like a bottle of Chateau Neuf du Pape.
Being a fine wine.
Very nice. Yeah, that sounds like a good flavor to me.
I saw French people smiling and nodding at me when I said that. So I knew I was on the right tangent, right? They were like, yes, Chateau Neuf du Pape, eh?
So I just cannot get used to you two in the role of record company executives, though. It seems completely ridiculous to imagine you with great big fat cigars and swivel chairs having four-hour lunch breaks. I mean,
it's pretty weird, like, walking down the street with a swivel chair strapped to you also. It's like, yeah, awkward.
And especially since I don't even smoke cigars, to have to spend 6 hours or 4 hours at a stretch smoking one is just very difficult, but I think I'll get used to it.
You know, it's all well and good you two messing about in these roles as record company executives, but what people really, really want to know is, you know, what about the next Beastie Boys album?
We're in the studio now. We're in the studio now. When we return from England, we'll be back in the studio.
There was also talk of you collaborating with one of our favorite bands on this show, Propellerheads. I don't know. Is that going to come to fruition?
I don't know. They sent me a tape, but, like, we're really busy on our record at the moment, so.
You're such a liar.
What do you mean? Look at me. Look me in the eye.
I am looking you in the eye.
You have
my
word.
I don't believe a word of it, honestly.
For all the people out there, I'm giving my full eye and my full word.
Don't believe it. That's what I say. Adam, let's talk a little bit about this as well. Tibetan Freedom concert album. That's coming out next week, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, Monday.
This was obviously recorded at the gigs in June, and all the proceeds are going to go to, hopefully, to the cause to liberate Tibet. This is an astonishing lineup. It really was. I mean, for anybody in the UK, we looked at the news stories about this concert and just thought, you know, what a lineup! It's just a gig to die for, isn't it? Really? Do you think it's captured the spirit of those events on the record?
Yeah, I think it did. Actually, it was a pretty amazing vibe at the gig. It was incredible that all those performers were there, but I think that on top of that, the performances that they gave were exceptional, almost everyone, because there's a certain vibe at the gig that was really incredible. I think from the monks came in and did some prayers and some blessings for the whole event in the area, day or two before it, and it just changed the whole feeling at the place, and then that feeling just kind of like carried through. And the main thing about Tibet is that Tibet is basically a non-violent nation, a country that's based on compassion and principles of nonviolence. They've gone from being powerful warrior country to transforming themselves over the last 1,000 years to being completely nonviolent. And in 1959, they were invaded by China and taken over. I think in many ways, Tibet has some lessons that the rest of the world desperately needs. Those lessons of nonviolence and compassion, the information that's within Tibetan culture, is something that the rest of the world is really lacking. So I think it's just important for us to really recognize the human rights that we have and not take them for granted, and to use the freedom that we have to help to bring freedom to the rest of the world.
I suppose there's a lot of people in this country also who are thinking, like, how can I get more involved with this? I'll buy a triple pack CD, that's wonderful, but is there any other way that they can kind of, you know, they can become actively involved with this?
Yeah, well, one thing is to check out Students for Free Tibet. I think that's a really good organization. People can either find out if there's a chapter at their school or university, or start one if there isn't. Even in the CD, the third CD is an enhanced CD, and it has a lot of information about what's going on there, and also ways that people can get involved.
We have on our show a group of people that we like to call our cultural attachés, with a kind of very ironic spin on the top of that. But one of our contributors, Yestin George, made a very, very interesting point last week when we were talking about the fact that you were going to come on the show to DJ, and he said, it just must be the greatest job in the world being the Beastie Boys, because one minute you're saving the world and the next minute you're dossing around in your mullet wigs and your plus fours, practicing your stroke or whatever it is you do. But he's got a point, hasn't he, really? Don't you think?
Saving our plus fours and dossing around in the world.
I don't know, I haven't been doing too much is it dossing with a D?
Yeah, dossing.
What does it mean for
or
one
is it
to,
tossing with a T, Mike?
What does it mean for one to doss?
It means that you kind of are just loafing about, you know. Right. And you're basically kind of up to no good as well, but in a gentle kind of a way, I suppose.
Now, if we were to play the game Boggle, I don't know, do they have that here?
Boggle?
It's a word game that is like the only thing we do. Right now we're in the studio, but the only real distraction of any big, like, strong power right now is Boggle.
Boggle's somewhat top secret, but so long as I think you don't tell them about the new advanced. Yeah.
But anyway, Boggle is an American, I guess. I didn't know if it was American or British or whatever, but it's a word game, you know. Dossing could be really good. Would that count?
Dossing's great, yeah.
In Boggle?
Oh, yeah. We got to grab a Webster's
College. That might not be in an American dictionary, but would it be in a British?
British, I don't know. It's slang, really, but, you know, it's a great word.
Yeah, but we count slang.
So, anyway, coming back to this kind of style point, I mean, I know this is critically important for you as a group, and I mean, you know, Mike, you're sporting a fabulous new kind of beige Beck look this evening, new haircut. I was just wondering if there's any kind of outfit you might change into for this, you know, this stint of DJing that you're going to get into this evening.
You know, I was going to, and then I had to send it out to the cleaners. Oh. And that's true. Again, look at my eye. You have my word.
Can you describe it to us? I mean, you know, what are we looking at? A kind of like a lycra leotard and a bit of a cape on the back?
How do you know?
I'm not going to change myself. I'm just going to stay here in the plus fours with the chair strapped to my back.
Okay, that's a good look. We can go for that. That's okay. The other interesting thing that I kind of have to ask you is that we hear, I don't know whether or not this is true or fiction, but we hear that you've never actually used X before, certainly not in public, and absolutely never on a national network before. Because I know you don't have Hurricane here to hold your hand, and we were just kind of thinking, have these boys ever played two records back to back, you know?
Yo, you're going to see.
You're going to see us throw a spaz on those turntables.
Clear off, go and get yourself sorted. We'll stick you on in a minute.
Bring your DOS.
Like how?
Like that.
No problem. Why? Because I got it like that. A baby bear beat and an African rap. A partner by my side, Sammy B is on the cut. If you did chill and chill, but hey, so what? Nuggets in my pocket, vine in my hand. I got it like that, but you still don't understand. It comes to me natural, it comes to me easy. I just lay back and let the big beat lead me. I've never worked a day in my life. Single jungle brother, no kids, no wife. 100,000 miles from one man, that's many. But back where I come from, they ain't worth a penny. You got a lot of talent, but you fail to see. And pay for yours, I got mine. Play in the rain and don't get wet. Walk through the desert and don't even sweat. Play in the snow and don't get cold. I'm just a cool young brother who looks kinda old. Run around the world, school on the side. If I commit a crime and get caught, I slide. I got the ladies of town and money on the floor. There's not a thing in the world that I'm asking for. And be trusted. Stealing all I never got busted. Doing every part of New York City. I thought it was funny. It used to look pretty. I had them all spread out, even one next door. I had them like that, so what you asking for? 4 to 5, you see, was my minimum. And every day, I used to go and give them. One for every hour on the hour. One on the way while I was in the shower. Sounds kinda crazy, sounds kinda bold. But you see, Africa was the one they loved. So you see, they got to a point where they didn't care. They didn't wanna give me up, so they agreed to share. Because I got it like that. I hear you, brother. Because I got it like that.
Fire, lady, fool. Fresh rough strip, made over, lightweight and wrinkle-free. 65% polyester, 35% cotton duck. Well-made for town and country wear. Goes well with pattern and solid color tops and jackets. Contrast piping.
The Grand Royal All-Stars DJing live on Radio 1, and I have to love a band that bludgeon the decks like this lot. More brutal stuff from Mike D and MCA coming up after the news. It's Marianne Hobbs, you listen to The Breeze Block on Radio 1. We're back live with MCA and Mike D from the Beastie Boys. Barely in control next door, and yet making an absolutely legendary din for us tonight.
Oh, like, what the hell is going on, man?
Thank you. many educators consider their popularity resulted from their becoming symbols of teenage rebellion. Raking in a lot of good green American money and gathering hundreds of thousands of teenage fans in the process.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
You can.
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
You can.
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm gone. Can I kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does? Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cause getting mentions on the tip of the vibe was rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip up a dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a slug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
I was waiting for that last comment.
Can I kick it?
Then do so as well.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, check your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Can I kick it?
dust. All the rhymes I flush, I leave them all in the dust. When I start the thrust, they try to catch me on the mic.
Sammy B is on the cut, cut, cut. Sammy B.
Ha, ha.
One, two.
How we gonna do this?
What we have here?
Yeah.
It's the Jungle Brothers.
Yeah.
On a black piece of wax.
Yeah. My name is Mike G.
Uh-huh.
On the mix of Sammy B. First in line to kick the rhyme, Jungle Brothers.
Shazam.
Yeah.
One big scratch. That's all I ask for.
Here we go.